Brothers and sisters, good morning. You've reached the goal of your pilgrimage. But like the disciples of Jesus, we must now learn to dwell in a new world. The Jubilee has made us pilgrims of hope precisely for this reason. Everything must now be seen in the light of the resurrection of the crucified one. It is in this hope that we are saved, yet our eyes are not accustomed to it. Thus, before ascending into heaven, the risen one began to educate our gaze. And he continues to do so even today. In fact, things are not as they seem. Love has conquered, even though before our eyes, we see so many contrasts and the clash of many opposites. In another troubled age, the 15th century, the church had a cardinal, who is still little known today. He was a great thinker and a servant of unity. His name was Nicholas, and he came from Cluis in Germany and is known as Nicholas of Cusa. He can teach us that to hope also means not to know. As St. Paul writes, when a person sees, how can he